Tumble 10:07 in the morning. It's WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. He's Mark. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Not much. Just looking out the window at the rain. Just typical Saturday, you know? Remember last year, every Saturday it rained?
At least during the summer it did.
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, it was.
And I think one of those Saturdays that came in, that was when Brad Helene was here.
That's correct.
And it was fun. Brad's a great guy.
Yeah, he's coming back again soon.
Good.
Trying to find a weekend to get him in here is like tough. He's the road all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's playing everywhere, right?
Yeah, we're going to play some stuff from his band in a little while. His new band is called The Wicked Lowdown. It's really good stuff. It's actually the end of this set. How timely for us to mention him.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah, so let's talk about that last set. And I'll start with the last song of the set because that was Michael Barry. From right here in our backyard. If you turn around, you can probably see him. He's right there. What a fantastic job on that track.
That blew me away.
Called
what
My Ship
voice.
Comes In.
It's what just, a song.
Yeah, Mike, just beautiful stuff.
Yeah, and I remember him from Live Music Day. I mean, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And wow, what a song that was.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to be playing that soon.
I know. It's really, really good. Danny the K, just before that, a.k.a. Dan Kopko. That's from the title track of his latest record called Cigarettes and Silhouettes.
And that's a side project for him?
Yeah, like, from the Shanghai Lows, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a pop master,
yeah.
I got to tell you.
And he writes all of his music, right?
Yeah, it's really, yes, it's really good. Speaking of that, Girl with a Hawk, our friends, from their latest EP called Keeper Lit, that was good enough, best thing they've ever done.
Yeah, and I remember last March I was out at Bull Run, and I think they were opening for
Robin Lane. Yeah,
and what a thrill! I saw Robin there, and that's a fun place.
Yep, so. It is. I think I'm wrong. I'm not going to say it. All right, and just before that, our good friend Lisa Bastoni has a brand new record called On the Water, which is just stunning. And that song is just one example of what's on there. That's called Waxwing, all about Boyds.
And she's playing at a place called The Rec Room sometime this spring.
There's too many new venues.
In Belmont. I guess it might be someone's house. I don't know.
I
think it's someone's house.
But Lisa Bastoni, go see her if you see her listed as being on a bill somewhere.
Yeah,
what a great vocalist. And that's all her own songs as well. And Rick Barton started us off. I spoke a bit about him, his new record called Coming Home. That was Two Old Lonely Guys about he and his dad.
That was great. That was really touching.
Really great. All right, so something that's not touching at all is coming up. This is from a brand new record from the Black Crowes.
Yep, they're still around.
You heard me.
Better than ever.
Yeah, their new record is called Happiness Bastards. And this is called Rats and Clowns.
Yep.
All right, so let's just get rid of all the nice stuff.
Exactly. What a band this is.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Brand new noise here at WMFO Medford. Yeah, well, why don't you play? Oh, you know why? My finger missed it.
You know, you need more coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want me to run out and get some coffee?
Sure.
Is there a place I can get coffee here?
Sure.
I mean, we're on the subway, right?
Sure.
So there must be a coffee
shop. There's a Starbucks right across the street. Get going.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, Black Crowes now. Rats and Clowns. MFO. So far in here.
you. Kids' lives have been put on hold. Getting them thriving again safely starts with protecting them from COVID-19 and dangerous new variants. Get the latest facts by speaking to your pediatrician or healthcare provider or by visiting getvaccineanswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Baby.
It's WMFO Medford, 10:26 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Mark. We just heard some songs. They included Brand New Noise, starting us off, from the Black Crowes. Their brand new one's called Happiness Bastards. That's Rats and Clowns. Local guy Eric Barlow. Great track called Remains of May was in the second slot. Randy Black and the Heathcroppers, Boston guy, from a record he did quite a while ago. That's why it's called Many Moons. I don't know. All We Get, love that track. Little Billy Lost, a great track. They put it out as a single in 2023 called Dancing with the Devil You Know. And just heard Brad Helene on bass with his new project called The Wicked Lowdown. That was Action Woman.
And that sounded, you know, that had kind of a Southern blues to it, almost like Black Keys type.
Oh, they sound awesome. They're tight as can be.
Just great stuff.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have a little bit of news to tell us.
I have some really tough news. We just heard, and those of you who are from Suffolk, this is Ralph, Deb Geisler passed away, 66 years old. She was professor of journalism at Suffolk and communications, and Mike, you had her in at least a few classes, didn't you?
Yeah, I remember her fondly, and I didn't know that she was ill, but I guess
she's
she was
been
ill for a while.
Yeah, I've been talking to her, and I didn't know she was in the hospice, but she and I talked a lot, and didn't know she was that sick. But poor Michael, her husband, my heart goes out to him, and everyone who went to Suffolk journals, and we know so many people. Obviously, we both went to Suffolk, did radio there, and I mean, Deb was such an integral part of, like, so many people who went to Suffolk who went on to journalism, radio, media in general. I mean, Deb was such an inspiration, really.
Yeah, just the fact that we all remember her so fondly says a lot.
She was more than a teacher. She was a friend.
Yep.
And last time I saw her was at the Red Hat, of course. we all got together and had a little reunion, and it was just so great to see her. She was just a special person.
Rest in peace, Deb. We're going to miss you for sure.
Definitely.
All right, Mark, you brought five songs that we're really excited to play, even after that news. But let's do this. Let's play the five songs, and we'll talk about them afterwards.
Sounds good.
How's that sound? Okay, we're starting with something from Joy Division, and that's all I'm going to tell you. This is our Mark's five-song set here at WMFO.
3, 5, 0, 1, 2, 5, go! I was there in the backstage. Life is like came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the faintness, just a stick in your throat. P-1G around in your soundtrack to mirror all that you've done, to find the right sign of reason to kill the feelings for one. I can see all the cold facts, I can see through your eyes, all that told me no contact, no matter how I've been trying. P1G. I can still hear the footsteps, I can see all the walls, I slid into your mad traps. No hearing at all, I just see contradiction. I to give up the fight, just to live in the past tense, to make believe you were right. P1G. P1G. P1G.
finding inspiration. I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. So long, long between mirages, I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that their jibes don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. Without a meaning, I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments. Unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment. We'll be right back.
crimson cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet down, and you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my time machine. I got my electronic drive. Time producer, ain't no loser. Got my song producer, ain't no loser.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
That's our cue.
That is our cue.
It kind of is. So, yeah, we just played a bunch of stuff, and it's all stuff that you picked.
Yeah, we'll start with the first one. Okay. That was Warsaw by Joy Division. That was off an album called Warsaw, which never actually happened. They scrapped it in 1977-78.
Oh, so how did we just hear what we heard?
Well, magic. Smoke and Mirrors.
Oh, come on.
But they were kind of, you know, when they started out, they were a punk band. That was a punk song.
Yes.
And that album never came out, and then all of a sudden they became kind of, you know, goth, post-punk. Anyways, yeah, one of my favorite bands, Joy Division, but they didn't last long. After that was The Unguarded Moment from The Church. That was early Church.
Such a great song.
Yeah, it's like 7 years before Under the Milky Way, which was the big song they had. But Unguarded Moment was not a big single, but it was really, it felt very Beatlesque.
Very
jangly, and they were such a good band, and then they kind of fell apart for a few years in the mid-80s. But that was early Church. And after that was one of our own, Buffalo Tom, from the Boston area and Amherst and all that. That was off Let Me Come Over. That song was Velvet Roof from 1992. Yeah, I was going to say 93, but 92. That was the third album, maybe their best album, very raw. And that is total 90s music. If you're a Gen Xer, you know, Buffalo Tom in the early mid-90s, that was it. After that, we had the Dead Boys, 1977, Sonic Reducer, one of the great punk rock songs of all time. That was actually covered by Pearl Jam and Guns N' Roses, which shows you there's a big connection between grunge, glam rock, and punk. And the Pearl Jam version actually... I don't want to say it's better, but it was incredible.
It's just you start with a great song, and then great bands interpret it. That's what happens.
Exactly, and it's such a great song. One of the best punk songs of all time. And speaking of one of the best of all time, I'm not a huge Weezer fan, but that was No One Else by Weezer off of the Blue Album, 1994. And if you have not gotten the Blue Album, you need to get it, because it is just about the perfect rock album. Every single song on it is incredible. And that was their debut album. So one of the best debut albums ever.
It was really cool. Thanks for the five songs. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, going to start with New Noise. The last set of the day from our friends in New York, The Sins. They've got a brand new record called Little Miss Lost. And this one is When We Were In Love. This is WMFO.
When you couldn't get a song for everything, bought me flowers every day. You'll be mine till the end of time. Hear my name in every rhyme. This is what you'd always say.
If you go like hell, chasing down your scene, looking quite the sight in your black jeans. If you go like hell, chasing down your dream, the signs fly by a blur of blue and green. Looking in the rearview at the things you had, what did it mean? Wondering about all of the time at last, were you living a dream? If you go you go.
WMFO Medford, 10:58 in the morning. I'm Mike. I've been here with Mark since 9 a.m. And something about the women's coming up with Sue in just a second. Let me tell you what I played. Started off with New Noise from The Sins, from their latest record that's coming out on the 29th of this month. It's called Little Miss Lost. That was When We Were in Love. That was gorgeous. Quinn DeVoe was in the second slot of the set. 2022's Very Best Thing. And then that last one was by local band Glowbox, single they put out last year called Go Like Hell. And it was written by a gentleman named Sean Sullivan. He was their bass player. He was the newest member of their band. And he was so happy. He always said, I'm so happy I found this band. I can't believe how lucky I am. And about a year ago, found out that he was sick and didn't know quite how ill he was. And then found out he was in hospice. And about 2-3 weeks ago, he passed away. He was 40-something. So that's in honor of Sean Sullivan. He was in Glowbox, and his song, Go Like Hell. Rest in peace, Sean. I'm going to miss you.
Tragic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Way too young.
Yeah. All right, Mark, yeah. I want to thank you. Always happy to have you here.
Thank
Love
you.
The five-song set.
Yeah, it's great to do this again.
Yeah.
2-hour show, and great to see you, Sue. It's
yeah,
been a while.
You too. My boys are here.
Yeah, and since you control the weather, you could do